Time's just a river, but make sure you don't drown. The current's real strong, don't let it pull you down. Keep your head up, tread water, know how to go with the flow.
Hello and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song they've written. This episode is being recorded at the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference, where I'm talking to Tom Dews about his song, Time's Just a River, which is from his album, All the Mercies. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much, Jacob.
So where would you like to start with this song?
I attended a song seminar. There were some professional songwriters there, and one of them suggested sometimes it could be an interesting exercise if you take a song that you really like and rewrite that song. Not necessarily following anything about the theme or the melody or the lyrics, but just the approach that the songwriters took with that song, do your own thing in that way. So I had this song, it was a Delbert McClinton song, I think maybe written by Gary Nicholson and Delbert McClinton. And it was a song that kind of gave advice. And so that's what I started with, that sort of idea.
You need a job so you can make some money.
Remember the name or any of the lyrics from that original?
I do. It was a very different song. It's a truly great song, and I believe it starts off, you need a car with good tires on it, a right place to eat barbecue, a heavy-duty set of jumper cables, no holes in your walking shoes. And it continues to give advice about things that are just regular things. But at chorus was something to do with,
you got to find somebody to love you, someone to be there for you night and day.
And Delbert McClinton does it in his inimical Roadhouse style. Mm-hmm. So it's a sort of a strong blues style. It's a terrific song.
You got to give it away.
I listened to a few of your songs. Mm-hmm. It seems like you often kind of work in a blues kind of mold.
Yes. I grew up in the Deep South, and that seems to have been something that I imbibed. And I really do enjoy going back and listening to the old blues masters and also some of the newer people who have built on that, people like Keb Mo. I've sometimes introduced the song. I've said that maybe we all give ourselves advice, and sometimes we take it and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cheaper than a therapist, and, you know, it's easy to come by. And so I think different parts of yourself talk to you and say, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the idea, to be positive in your encouragement of yourself, I guess. And I was also in rebellion against something. Somebody had said that they had heard one should never use just in a song.
Ah.
So I thought, well, I'm just going to try it.
I'll just put it in every damn verse.
Right.
I like it.
Life's just a dream, but they wake you too soon. Make the most of your journey, keep your guitar in tune, yeah. Some say life's unfair, but I say a prayer and move on.
I like this song because it is a song of encouragement. I have other songs, they're more melancholic and they're sadder. And I feel like this one is upbeat, up-tempo, mm-hmm. and I like to have some songs like that. And so that's my favorite one for the time being anyway. I liked the line, some say life's unfair, mm-hmm. but I say a prayer and move on. And I like that because this song is, in a way, a pep talk to myself. Mm-hmm. It is to encourage me to keep going, to keep working, to keep trying, and to not let life get me down. Any of those lines which are sort of supposedly uplifting, those are my favorites, but particularly that one.
Did you, like, sit down and bang out the lyrics?
I always work with guitar in hand, and I noodle a little bit. I come up with a progression, and then I come up with something which fits lyrically that is in the direction that I want to go. And I give that a try, and then sometimes I do something else I've learned from some of the pros, and that is you do it on a small digital recorder, and even though you don't have all the lyrics, you do as many as you have. And then you turn that machine on and go out of the room and close the door, and it's called the through-the-door test. And so if the sound, without being able to understand the words, seems to work, then that can be an indicator that you're on the right track.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think it works some of the time anyway, and I've used it several times. And in some ways, at first, the progression as well was kind of a bluesy jazz cliche, but I tried to do some other things with it. And, you know, sometimes while we're not supposed to use cliches, cliches can actually have some deeper meaning if used in a particular way. So that's what I was striving for.
Did you write additional verses?
Yeah, I don't think I did. I think, I don't know how other writers work in this way, but I have a feeling it has to do something with the time. You know, after you've done 3 minutes and 40 seconds, you feel it needs to end. Mm-hmm. So I did these verses that are in the song. I did some rewriting on them and tried to play around with different ways of trying to say what I was trying to say. But I didn't have a great number of verses to work with. So it's an encapsulated philosophy of life, I guess.
Yeah.
Walking this road, life can be great. You see the bad and the good. Darkness surrounds us, but sunshine breaks through now, just like you knew it would.
In terms of the rhyming,
I don't think I would comment on that except to say it's both a blessing and a curse in a certain way to have a regional dialect or accent, which I have some of since I grew up in the Deep South. And you can easily make things rhyme, but often it's because you're perhaps mispronouncing them as far as standard English is understood. And so the question is, how far do you stretch that? And I do think about that sometime, but I think Southern speech is very economical. Mm-hmm. There are no unneeded consonants. And so that can sometimes make things easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to old blues songs, that's apparent. It maybe has something to do with the climate, the hot weather. And you don't expend any more energy than you have to.
I gotcha. It's like how I'm feeling this weekend.
Exactly. You know, harmonica has sometimes been called the Mississippi saxophone because in a lot of the early rural blues bands or string bands, it was a substitute for saxophone, which nobody could afford.
Right.
So that's the idea.
The chorus appears twice, and it's slightly different each time.
Right, yeah. Walking this road, life can be great. You see the bad and the good. Walking this road of life can be tough. You see the bad and the good. I think there I reflect on life can be great, life can be tough. And everybody has ups and downs, of course. That's what's implied. So I think it's good to be honest about that. And yet human beings are able to strive through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea.
And then the last verse, it's, you got some karma and I got some too. Let's chuck all this baggage and see what we can do.
Right. There's a element of a relationship there
in
which you're trying to maybe form a relationship or take a step forward in a relationship and all the questions that come with that and what that takes as a leap of faith in a way.
Do you pretty much play solo or?
I play sometimes with a trio, a percussionist and a bass player. That's maybe in a larger venue, a bigger occasion. Generally, I play just by myself.
Is this one that you've played in different?
I've played it in both, and it seems to work in both.
So what's that process like? Do you have particular parts that you want people to play, or is it kind of?
We talked about that a little bit before. The bass player and percussionist I've worked with quite a bit, and so they have their own ideas when I trust them to do that. But I tell them when a solo can be done, and we make a little bit of an extended version of the song with those solos.
When you've performed this live, have you ever gotten responses that were memorable?
Occasionally laughter, both in introducing the song and sometimes in the song itself, and not sort of laughing at it, but sort of laughing kind of in agreement, like, you know, well, that's cliches, but it's so true.
Yeah, I could see that, sort of like a laughter of kind of recognition
right,
and an appreciation of,
yeah.
I mean, it's a clever lyric.
Thank you.
If people want to hear more of your music, what should they do?
They can visit my website. It's www.tomdews.com, and they can listen to things there. And also, some of it is on Spotify and on iTunes.
And your website's also where people would find out, you know, where you're playing and things like
sure,
that.
Sure, it has calendar there. Exactly. Yeah.
You play mostly around the D.C. area?
Mostly around the D.C. area, sometimes up as far as Frederick and Baltimore in Maryland, and sometimes down into Virginia. But mostly the D.C. area.
If anyone wants to hear any of my music, it's at music.jwgh.org. I also have a blog devoted to this podcast at yoursongpodcast.tumblr.com, T-U-M-B-L-R. And I'll post links to the website and every, you know, all sorts of things we've been talking about.
Right.
And with all that said, we're going to go out and listen to Tom Dew's song, Time's Just a River, from his album, All the Mercies.
Time's just a river, but make sure you don't drown. The current's real strong, don't let it pull you down. Keep your head up, tread water, know how to go with the flow. Life's just a dream, but they wake you too soon. Make the most of your journey, keep your guitar in tune, yeah. Some say life's unfair, but I say a prayer and move on. Walking this road, life can be great. You'll see the bad and the good. Darkness surrounds us, but sunshine breaks through now, just like you knew it would. Love's just a game that we win and we lose. Watch out for that moonlight, it sneaks up on you. Yeah, romance is a chance for delicate dances, so stay on your toes. You got some karma, and I've got some too. Let's chuck all this baggage and see what we can do. Yeah, there's no time like the present. You know we got no time to lose. Walking this road of life can be tough. You'll see the bad and the good. Darkness surrounds us, but sunshine breaks through now, just like you knew it would.
With all that said, we're going to go out and listen to... I just don't want to screw it up. We're going to listen to Tom Dew's song, Time's Just a River, from his album, All the Mercies. Thanks for listening.